Majjhima Nikaya 93 Asalayana Suttang. With Asalayana, translated from the Pali by Ta-Nisaro Bhikkhu. I have heard that on one occasion the Blessed One was staying near Savatthi in Jeta's Grove, Anathapindika's monastery. And on that occasion, 500 Brahmins from various provinces were staying at Savatthi on some business or other. The thought occurred to them, this Gotama, the contemplative, prescribes purity for the four castes. Now who is capable of disputing with him on this statement? And on that occasion, the Brahmin student Asalayana was staying at Savatthi. Young, shaven-headed, 16 years old, he was a master of the three Vedas with their vocabularies, liturgy, phonology, etymology, and histories as a fifth. Skilled in philology and grammar, he was fully versed in cosmology and in the marks of a great man. The thought occurred to the Brahmins, this Brahmin student, Asalayana, is staying in Savatthi. He is capable of disputing with Gotama the contemplative on this statement. So the Brahmins went to the Brahmin student, Asalayana, and said to him, Master Asalayana, this Gotama, the contemplative, prescribes purity for the four castes. Come and dispute with him on this statement. When this was said, the Brahmin student Asalayana said to the Brahmins, Sirs, Gotama, the contemplative, is one who speaks Dhamma, and those who speak Dhamma are hard to dispute with. I can't dispute with him on this statement. A second time, a third time, the Brahmin said to the Brahmin student Asalayana, Master Asalayana, this Gotama, the contemplative, prescribes purity for the four castes. Come and dispute with him on this statement, for you have lived the life of a wanderer. Don't be defeated without being defeated in battle. When this was said, the Brahmin student Asalayana said to the Brahmins, Apparently, sirs, I don't get leave from you to avoid the matter by saying, Gotama, the contemplative, is one who speaks Dhamma, and those who speak Dhamma are hard to dispute with. I can't dispute with him on this statement. But at your bidding, I will go. Then the Brahmin student Asalayana went with a large group of Brahmins to the Blessed One and, on arrival, exchanged courteous greetings with him. After an exchange of friendly greetings and courtesies, he sat to one side. As he was sitting there, he said to the Blessed One, Master Gotama, the Brahmins say, Brahmins are the superior caste. Any other caste is inferior. Only Brahmins are the fair caste, and other castes is dark. Only Brahmins are pure, not non-Brahmins. Only Brahmins are the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. What does Master Gotama have to say with regard to that? But, Asalayana, the Brahmins, Brahmin women, are plainly seen having their periods, becoming pregnant, giving birth, and nursing their children. And yet the Brahmins, being born through the birth canal, say, Brahmins are the superior caste. Any other caste is inferior. Only Brahmins are the fair caste. Any other caste is dark. Only Brahmins are pure, not non-Brahmins. Only Brahmins are the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. Even though Master Gotama says that, still the Brahmins think Brahmins are the superior caste, the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. What do you think, Asalayana? Have you heard that in Yana and Kamboja and other outlying countries, there are only two castes, masters and slaves, and that having been a master, one can become a slave, and that having been a slave, one can become a master? Yes, Master Gotama. So what strength is there, Asalayana? What assurance when the Brahmins say, Brahmins are the superior caste, the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. Even though Master Gotama says that, still the Brahmins think, Brahmins are the superior caste, the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. What do you think, Asalayana? Is it only a noble warrior who, taking life, stealing, engaging in sexual misconduct, telling lies, speaking divisively, speaking harshly, engaging in idle chatter, greedy, bearing thoughts of ill will, and holding wrong views, on the breakup of the body, after death, reappears in the plane of deprivation, the bad destination, the lower realms, in hell, and not a Brahmin? Is it only a merchant? Is it only a worker who, taking life, stealing, engaging in sexual misconduct, telling lies, speaking divisively, speaking harshly, engaging in idle chatter, greedy, bearing thoughts of ill will, and holding wrong views, on the breakup of the body, after death, reappears in the plane of deprivation, the bad destination, the lower realms, in hell, and not a Brahmin? No, Master Gotama, even a noble warrior, even a Brahmin, even a merchant, even a worker, members of all four castes, if they take life, steal, engage in sexual misconduct, tell lies, speak divisively, speak harshly, engage in idle chatter, are greedy, bear thoughts of ill will, and hold wrong views, on the breakup of the body, after death, reappear in the plane of deprivation, the bad destination, the lower realms, in hell. So what strength is there, Asalayana? What assurance when the Brahmins say, Brahmins are the superior caste, the sons of an offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. Even though Master Gotama says that, still the Brahmins think, Brahmins are the superior caste, the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. What do you think, Asalayana? Is it only a Brahmin who, refraining from taking life, from stealing, from sexual misconduct, from telling lies, from speaking divisive speech, from harsh speech, and from idle chatter, not greedy, bearing no thoughts of ill will, and holding to right view. On the breakup of the body, after death, reappears in the good destination, the heavenly world, and not a noble warrior, not a merchant, not a worker? No, Master Gotama, even a noble warrior, even a Brahmin, even a merchant, even a worker, members of all four castes, if they refrain from taking life, from stealing, from sexual misconduct, from telling lies, from speaking divisive speech, from harsh speech, and from idle chatter, are not greedy, bear no thoughts of ill will, and hold to right view. On the breakup of the body, after death, reappear in the good destination, the heavenly world. So what strength is there, Asalayana? What assurance when the Brahmins say, Brahmins are the superior caste, the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. Even though Master Gotama says that, still the Brahmins think Brahmins are the superior caste, the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. What do you think, Asalayana? Is it only a Brahmin who is capable of developing in any direction a heart of goodwill, free from animosity, free from ill will, and not a noble warrior, not a merchant, not a worker? No, Master Gotama, even a noble warrior, even a Brahmin, even a merchant, even a worker, members of all four castes are capable of developing in any direction a heart of goodwill, free from animosity, free from ill will. So what strength is there, Asalayana? What assurance when the Brahmins say Brahmins are the superior caste, the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma? Even though Master Gotama says that, still the Brahmins think Brahmins are the superior caste, the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. What do you think, Asalayana? Is it only a Brahmin who is capable of taking a loofah and bath powder, going to a river and scrubbing off dust and dirt, and not a noble warrior, not a merchant, not a worker? No, Master Gotama. Even a noble warrior, even a Brahmin, even a merchant, even a worker, members of all four castes are capable of taking a loofah and bath powder, going to a river, and scrubbing off dust and dirt. So what strength is there, Asalayana? What assurance when the Brahmins say Brahmins are the superior caste? Only Brahmins are pure, not non-Brahmins. Only Brahmins are the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. Even though Master Gotama says that, still the Brahmins think Brahmins are the superior caste. Only Brahmins are pure, not non-Brahmins. Only Brahmins are the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. What do you think, Asalayana? There is the case where a consecrated noble warrior king might call together 100 men of different births and say to them, "Come, masters, those of you there born from a noble warrior clan, from a Brahmin clan, or from a royal clan, taking an upper fire stick of salala wood, sandalwood, or padumaka wood, produce fire and make heat appear. And come, masters, those of you there born from an outcast clan, a trapper clan, a wicker worker's clan, a cartwright's clan, or a scavenger's clan, taking an upper fire stick from a dog's drinking trough, from a pig's trough, from a dustbin, or of castor oil wood, produce fire and make heat appear. What do you think, Asalayana? Would the fire made by those born from a noble warrior clan, a Brahmin clan, or a royal clan, who had produced fire and made heat appear by taking an upper fire stick of salala wood, sandalwood, or padumaka wood, be the only one with flame, color, and radiance, able to do whatever a fire might be needed to do? And would the fire made by those born from an outcast clan, a trapper clan, a wicker worker's clan, a cartwright's clan, or a scavenger's clan, who had produced fire and made heat appear by taking an upper fire stick from a dog's drinking trough, from a pig's trough, from a dustbin, or of castor oil wood, be without flame, color, and radiance, unable to do what a fire might be needed to do? No, Master Gotama. The fire made by those born from a noble warrior clan, a Brahmin clan, or a royal clan, would have flame, color, and radiance, able to do whatever a fire might be needed to do. And the fire made by those born from an outcast clan, a trapper clan, a wicker worker's clan, a cartwright's clan, or a scavenger's clan, would have flame, color, and radiance, able to do whatever a fire might be needed to do. For all fire has flame, color, and radiance, and is able to do whatever a fire might be needed to do. So what strength is there, Asalayana? What assurance, when the Brahmins say, "Brahmins are the superior caste. Only Brahmins are pure, not non-Brahmins. Only Brahmins are the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma." Even though Master Gotama says that, still the Brahmins think, Brahmins are the superior caste. Only Brahmins are pure, not non-Brahmins. Only Brahmins are the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma. What do you think, Asalayana? There is the case where a noble warrior youth might cohabit with a Brahmin maiden, and from their cohabitation a son would be born. Would the son born from the noble warrior youth and Brahmin maiden be like the father and like the mother? Should it be called a noble warrior and a Brahmin? Yes, Master Gotama. What do you think, Asalayana? There is the case where a Brahmin youth might cohabit with a noble warrior maiden, and from their cohabitation a son would be born. Would the son born from the Brahmin youth and noble warrior maiden be like the father and like the mother? Should it be called a noble warrior and a Brahmin? Yes, Master Gotama. What do you think, Asalayana? There is the case where a mare might mate with a donkey, and from their mating, a foal would be born. Would the foal born from the mare and the donkey be like the father and like the mother? Should it be called a horse and a donkey? Master Gotama, from the mixed breeding, it would be a mule. Here, I see that it, the mixed breeding, makes a difference, but there, in the other two cases, I don't see that it makes a difference. What do you think, Asalayana? There is the case where there might be two Brahman student brothers, born of the same mother, one learned and initiated, the other not learned and uninitiated. Which of the two would the Brahmins serve first at a funeral feast, a milk-rice offering, a sacrifice, or a feast for guests? The Brahmin student who was learned and initiated, Master Gotama, for what a great fruit would there be for what is given to one who is not learned and uninitiated? What do you think, Asalayana? There is the case where there might be two Brahmin student brothers, born of the same mother, one learned and initiated, but unvirtuous and of evil character, but the other not learned and uninitiated, but virtuous and of fine character. Which of the two would the Brahmin serve first at a funeral feast, a milk-rice offering, a sacrifice, or a feast for guests? The Brahmin student, who is not learned and uninitiated, but virtuous and of fine character, Master Gotama, for what great fruit would there be for what is given to one who is unvirtuous and of evil character? First, Asalayana, you went by birth. Then, having gone by birth, you went by mantras. Then, having gone by mantras, putting them both aside, you have come around to the purity of the four castes that I prescribe. When this was said, the Brahmin student Asalayana sat silent, abashed, his shoulders drooping, his head down, brooding, at a loss for words. Then the Blessed One, seeing that the Brahmin student Asalayana was sitting silent, abashed, his shoulders drooping, his head down, brooding, at a loss for words, said to him, "Once, Asalayana, this evil viewpoint arose in the seven Brahmin seers, as they were consulting together in leaf huts in the wilderness. Brahmins are the superior caste. Any other caste is inferior. Only Brahmins are the fair caste. Any other caste is dark. Only Brahmins are pure, not non-Brahmins. Only the Brahmins are the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma." Then the seer Devala the Dark heard, "This evil viewpoint has arisen in the seven Brahmin seers, as they are consulting together in leaf huts in the wilderness. Brahmins are the superior caste. Any other caste is inferior. Only Brahmins are the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma." So, arranging his hair and beard, putting on crimson garments, wearing multi-layered sandals, and carrying a staff made of gold, he appeared in the courtyard of the seven Brahmin seers. Then he walked back and forth in the courtyard of the seven Brahman seers, saying, "Well now, where have these masters, the Brahman seers, gone? Well now, where have these masters, the Brahman seers, gone?" Then the seven Brahman seers said to the seer Devala the Dark, "Now who is this, walking back and forth in the courtyard of the seven Brahman seers, like a village lout, saying, 'Well now, where have these masters, the Brahman seers, gone? Well now, where have these masters, the Brahman seers, gone?' Let's curse him." So the seven Brahman seers cursed the seer Devala the Dark. "Be ashes, dribble spit. Be ashes, dribble spit. Be ashes, dribble spit." But the more they cursed him, the more beautiful, good-looking, and inspiring he became. Then the thought occurred to the seven Brahman seers, "Our asceticism is in vain. Our holy life is fruitless. For before, whenever we cursed anyone, be ashes, dribble spit, he would always become ashes. But the more we curse this one, the more beautiful, good-looking, and inspiring he becomes." Masters, your asceticism is not in vain, and your holy life not fruitless. Please, masters, abandon your hatred toward me. We abandon our hatred toward you, Master. Who are you? Have you heard of the seer, Devala the Dark? Yes, Master. I am he. Then the seven Brahman seers approached him to bow down to him. And he said to them, "I have heard that this evil viewpoint has arisen in the seven Brahman seers as they are consulting together in leaf huts in the wilderness. Brahmins are the superior caste. Any other caste is inferior. Only Brahmins are the sons and offspring of Brahma, born of his mouth, born of Brahma, created by Brahma, heirs of Brahma." "That is so, Master. But do you know, Masters, if the mother who bore you went only with a Brahmin and not with a non-Brahmin?" "No, Master." "And do you know if the mothers of the mother who bore you, back seven generations of mothers, went only with Brahmins and not with non-Brahmins?" "No, Master." "And do you know if the father who sired you went only with a Brahmin woman and not with a non-Brahmin woman?" "No, Master." "And do you know if the fathers of the father who bore you, back seven generations of fathers, went only with Brahmin women and not with non-Brahmin women?" "No, Master." "Do you know how there is the descent of an embryo?" "Yes, Master. We know how there is the descent of an embryo. There is the case where the mother and father have come together, the mother is fertile, and a Gandhabha, the being about to be reborn, is standing present. The coming together of these three is the descent of the embryo. But do you know for sure whether the Gandhabha is a noble warrior, a Brahmin, a merchant, or a worker?" "No, Master." "That being the case, do you know who you are?" "That being the case, Master, we don't know who we are." "Now, Asalayana, when those seven Brahman seers couldn't defend their own birth statement when interrogated, pressed, and rebuked by the seer Devala the Dark. How can you now defend your own birth statement when interrogated, pressed, and rebuked by me? You, their lineage holder, but not the equal of Punna, their ladle holder. When this was said, the Brahman student Asalayana said to the Blessed One, "Magnificent, Master Gotama, magnificent!" Just as if he were to place upright what was overturned, to reveal what was hidden, to show the way to one who was lost, or to carry a lamp into the dark so that those with eyes could see forms. In the same way has Master Gotama, through many lines of reasoning, made the Dhamma clear. I go to Master Gotama for refuge, to the Dhamma and to the Sangha of monks. May Master Gotama remember me as a lay follower who has gone to him for refuge from this day forward for life. End of Asalayana Suttang.